for the last 20 years of my mom's life, I spent a few hours with her every evening. We would talk and watch BBC Mysteries or baseball or whatever. She would often do needlepoint, and I would answer email or something. But the best conversations that we had usually weren't here. Usually the best conversations we would have would be if we were driving somewhere, especially long distance in a car. And, you know, we might talk for half an hour, and then nobody says anything for half an hour, and then we talk for half an hour. And I think often about something that when I was in my 20s, I had this friend, his name's Waddy Mitchell. He's a cowboy poet, and you can look him up on YouTube or whatever. And one of the things he used to say on stage quite often is that, gosh, what did cowboys do when they're sitting around the campfire? They didn't have TV or computers or anything. Huh. Maybe they talked to each other. And I think there are many costs to screen culture, and there are many costs to the ability to watch television and the ability to look at a computer. I mean, it's great that I spent last evening trying to look up when the first archaeological evidence for human use of cannabis is, and it's amazing that I can type archaeology cannabis evidence and find 1,000 articles immediately. That's amazing. That's also a really good way to kill 4 hours, at the end of which I end up searching for, what was the name of that song that I heard in 1974 by this one band that only had 2 hits? And then how did John Panette, the comedian, die? And anyway, I want to do a series on the costs of a click. I'm thinking about how it has, I mean, it was nice to be able to, you know, sit with my mom and to focus on other things and to chat, but it's always occurred to me how much deeper the conversations were when we didn't have screens to retreat into. And I think about that for conversations with ourselves too. I wonder how much having these screens, I mean, what they are, I'll bring this back, that my mom died 2 years ago, and for the last, or a year and a half ago, and for the last year and a half, I have never in my life watched so much television. And the seasons of my mourning have been marked by the different series that I have watched, or the different basketball games, or the different baseball games. And it's been a distraction, and an important distraction. No, the word I'm looking for is useful. It's been a useful distraction. But I keep thinking, when is it helpful to distract our lives away? And when is it harmful. When I think there are times when distraction can be incredibly important. I think, let's say you're in tremendous pain from, you badly broke your arm. You broke your arm very much. However you say, whatever the proper adverb is, your arm is mangled and it's going to be very painful while you wait for it to heal. I can see the importance of distraction while you wait, while you're but how much does that spill over into our lives so that we end up distracting our lives away, and so we end up passing our lives in that passive waiting of the season of Westworld, the season of Dexter, the season of MI5, the season of Morse, I just keep coming back to the fact that when we were in the car without those distractions, we had the best conversations.